sports betting brethren. Hey, bring it up, and welcome to day 7 of the Sports Bet University Picks Methods study. And we're going to go through the markets report, go through the odds jam first, go through the Wolfline quantitative analytics tool, all the selections of the computer simulations, and also the cappers. Once again, we are releasing and giving away the paid selections of the capping companies, the sports betting handicapping services that provide their 7-unit, 5-unit, 10-unit, game of the year, game of the month, all that kind of stuff. So we'll go through that here in a minute. But coming up first is Odds Jam. Odds Jam is a betting tool that we use. We love. We think it's outstanding, and you can get a free trial going over there, but helps you identify the side or the total or the place you want to be for your wager, and also the best location so you get the best value. It helps you bet like a sharp, period. And it's a tool that's very, very helpful. So doing really well as of late. We got 3 picks for you today real quick. Under 210.5 in the Pelicans Oklahoma City Thunder game. So first one there, over 108.5 in the Lakers Heat game, and also under 218 in the Knicks Bucks game. So those are 3 pending picks, and we'll be grading these out to update at the end of the week with kind of a end of the week total. Now, and the Wolfline is actually another market tool. It's a quantitative analytics tool, and their college basketball kicked off yesterday. Actually, they gave you the selection of the Western Illinois plus 17 against Nebraska. They won outright. That's pretty fucking cool. 5 games for you today. Robert Morris plus 18. That line's gone down about 16. Idaho plus 6. Mississippi State minus 21. Northwestern State plus 19. And Alcorn State plus 16.5. So there's 5 games there. On quickly, I'm going to have to do this really quick because I'm short on time. So real quick on the Action Network. Action Network is a paid service that has the different reports, different the projection reports, pro reports, things like that come out that are a paid service. And the first report is a projections report. It's 5-5, 3 picks today. Real quick, Nuggets plus 3, Spurs minus 1, and Northern Illinois plus 2.5 in college football. They do have another report they produce. It's a systems report, and also it's another, I guess, pro report that shows where the money is, the sharps are. If it matches up any systems or models that are top experts. And it's actually 5 games today that meet that criteria. And here you go. Buffalo plus 12.5 in college basketball. Kent State plus 3 college football. And then 3 NBA games. You got Toronto plus 3, Detroit plus 3.5, and Portland plus 5.5. So year to date, they're about 500. Anything too wild and crazy there. Excuse me. On to the AccuScore. AccuScore is another computer simulation service. We've been tracking them for the last 7-6 days, and right now they're 7-6 in their releases. Got 6 games today, so write these down. They're coming off a loss yesterday, they're Philadelphia plus 6, but here we go with the 6 that they have today as a 4-star rated selection. That'd be Brooklyn minus 10, Toronto plus 3. It seems to be kind of a common thread today with Toronto, so it's interesting to see how that Toronto game goes. Houston minus 3, Oklahoma City plus 5, over 211.5 Oklahoma City, New Orleans, and then Sacramento plus 1.5 and Portland plus 5. So those are the 4-star AccuScore games that they had out today. On to GameSim. GameSim is another simulation, computer simulation type thing. There's actually 1 pick out today. 2 picks for these sides. And right now they're 4-4-2. They lost 2 games yesterday, so they were doing pretty well until yesterday hit. 2 games today are Memphis minus 4.5. In their simulations, they've got Memphis winning about 79% of the time by an average of 13 points. So potentially, allegedly expecting a blowout there. So we'll see how that goes. Golden State minus 7.5. They're also expecting a blowout there. They've got them winning 92.1% of the time on an average of about 25.4 points. So that seems to be a humdinger in that regard. Totals wise, they got 1 play over 204.5 in the Indiana Denver Nuggets game. Their totals are not that hot. They're 4-5, so nothing really special there. On to the capping service picks. The capping services are these are the paid companies, the paid selections. People pay thousands of dollars for these selections. So we're tracking and tracing these for 30 days and trying to give you the top cappers as we get these versus the bottom. So certainly to give you the best that's out there, you know, if we're doing a college football poll, we're giving you the Georgias, the Alabamas, that kind of thing. So anyway, first one up, capper ICD, 7 units on Texas A&M college basketball tonight, minus 16. Capper JBS is Philadelphia Flyers on plus 110 on the money line in the NHL versus Toronto. Cabra MBS is on Toronto plus two. There's a Toronto game tonight, so it's going to be really interesting to see how Toronto does tonight. So one of the Cabra selections for one unit on Toronto plus two. New York Knicks minus four. Cabra MRS also on the Knicks minus four, and as well as the Phoenix Suns. That's Cabra MRS on the Knicks and the Suns with minus 2 points there. And Cabra ZCS Indiana minus three against the Nuggets, and also he's on Houston minus three. So those are the capping service selections that we have for today. I want to remind you to stop over to sportsbetuniversity.com. I've got a killer report that I have for myself that I have specially made. I'm going to release that to the next 25 people that stop over and just email us and say, hey, send me the reports. I got it's both for college and for NFL. It covers the schedule, the spreads. It's got the ATS scenarios and splits. It's got all the DVOA stats that you need. It's just a really good report that you can quickly look at to get sort of the temperature of the market and kind of see what see what you're going up against, especially in college. I mean, it's outstanding. So happy to give that to you guys for free, just as a tool or a resource for the first 25 over there. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at info@sportsbetuniversity.com. All right, be back tomorrow with more.